The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This conference is being recorded.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA, and today is another vainglorious day. It is a Tuesday, April the 12th, 2016. And we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to today's show. Just to give you an update, I actually went and sat down with my man, Dr. Alexander, here in Dallas. Spent some time with Dr. Alexander. You remember Dr. Alexander has a security company that's in different parts of the world, South America and in Africa. Well, I went to go hang out with Doc today because he's been extremely busy trying to put things together and had a blast. Big shout out to Dr. Gerald Alexander. Looking forward to actually bringing some of the opportunities. He's really been busy trying to get everything in order for some of the things that he came on Tando Radio Show to talk about, some of the opportunities and some of the technology that's out there with using digital cameras and how you can use them to your benefit. Man, he showed me his place and the call center, the monitoring center and everything. Man, I was amazed at his technology. It was far beyond what I thought it can do. So as soon as Dr. Alexander is capable, he's going to come back on and we can extend the conversations that we had with him about some of the things. So just wanted to give you guys an update. But hey, check this out, everyone. Everyone needs to support Black Talk Radio Network. And that is by supporting Black Talk Radio Network, you're supporting Tando Radio Show. But we need to actually support Black Talk Radio Network and the Black Talk Media Project. Now, how you could do this is that right now there's a crowdfunding campaign that's going on for $24.99 or less. You can actually contribute via PayPal and send a check or money order to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120 is the zip code. That's 28120. And the option one, with that option, you will receive a monthly statistics performance report of the radio station and social media and media operations via email. And that is for $24.99 or for 1 cent more on that. You can, with the second option, you can make a one-time contribution of $25 or more in addition to receiving the monthly report and the social media operations. You can get a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. Very, very important. And if you actually contribute or donate $25, and then you donate $50, you get two t-shirts, $75, another t-shirt, which make three shirts, and then for $100, you would get four t-shirts, and those t-shirts would expect to be shipped in 2 days from now on the 14th. Then the third option is that you can become a monthly contributor of $25 or more in addition to receiving the monthly email reports, the Free Black Talk Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift. You will also receive a gift that will be given to contributors in appreciation for the financial support to Black Talk Media Project. So make sure that you put in your sizes for the $25 or more contributions that you'll make and the monthly contributors of $25 or more. Make sure you put your t-shirt size in and your shipping address. So important. So this is how we can support Black Talk Radio Network And you can also still get monetary donations so the network can grow. Scotty needs to get other equipment for the radio station to run more efficiently and effectively. So you can actually contribute and be a part of that. And so that your station, Black Talk Radio Network, can stay on air. So important that you engage in this and tell your friends, tell your family members about, Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, because this is really where we are and what we really need to do and keep moving in a very progressive direction that serves our agenda. So that's how you can do that. Now, so reach out as soon as you possibly can. Very easy. For $24.99, I would just go ahead and add the other penny and make it $25 so that you could get a t-shirt and make, get a couple of t-shirts, become a monthly contributor. That would really, really help so that Black Talk Radio Network can stay on air and continue to grow. For those of you that have contributed and have donated, thank you so much. And you are truly appreciated. You are a part of the Black Talk Radio Network family, and you are the contributors and the drivers and the financial supporters of that. So would love to hear from you at any time on Tando Radio Show as a financial supporter and contributor to Black Talk Radio Network. Give us a call and just to say, yes, I contribute. And whatever it is that you want to talk about, you definitely would love to, I would love to hear from you as to why you contribute or whatever's on your mind. Would love to hear from you at any time. Give us a call at 641-715-3660 and the participant code is 549032 pound and hit *61. I'll see you in queue. And I'm pretty sure that goes for all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Now, also check us out here at Tando Radio Show, and you could do that by going to our Facebook page that is Tando Radio Show, that's spelled THANDO Radio Show. You can find us there, and when you do, you can look at our Facebook page. If you have any comments, if you have any questions, you could personal message me there, or you can actually make your comments known there. And you can also check out some of the articles that we have posted for today's show and just some of the things that were posted during the day. So we're going to take a look at that right now. But before we do that, everyone, right now is a great time to get into the precious metals class and the overall preparedness training that we have for $25 a month. You can engage in the precious metals class by going to, by reaching out to us via email, sending an email to wolf6pack1@gmail.com, or you can text me 951-790-8330. If I'm at all possible, I will return your text. Sometimes I can, sometimes get kind of caught up, but I will respond to your text as soon as I can. And so you can send us a text about the precious metals class. In the precious metals class, you will learn how to leverage the precious metals, how to use, purchase, gain interest off of your precious metals, and you will learn the intrinsic value of it. You will learn the history of it. Very, very important, because believe me, if you don't know these things, you are not positioning yourself for the best possible result with the precious metals, and there is a very great chance that you are going to actually lose those precious metals because you don't know really what it is that you have. You definitely want to be trained and on that, on how that works. Also, we have within our we have also a preparedness training course that we have. If you're interested in that, you can definitely reach out to us by the same mediums and of emailing us at wolf6pack1@gmail.com or texting me 951-790-8330. And there you will learn the table of preparedness and how you can actually practically prepare yourself and your family. And it's some great information that a lot of people don't actually say, a lot of things that people haven't thought about and just some strategical things that we do there that is very, very beneficial to your family. And believe me, if anyone has taken the preparedness side of the training that we have, definitely call in and let people know what you think of it so that they can actually see what's going on and start to help themselves in. So we have a preparedness training course class that we have to get you and your family and our community ready. So also, we also are doing the Forex trading. Let me tell you, last night, I did very, very well. I wasn't able to text out to the group the trade that I was going to engage in last night, but I did extremely well in that trade. But I'm going to, because I got the clearance from the trading people, because they can see from some of the things that we look at fundamentally and technically in the Forex market. And then we'll look at some trades and we'll start to see where we think they're going. And lo and behold, we've only gotten really one wrong, but it really wasn't a one that we got wrong. But we're batting, we are returning and doing very, very well in that. And that is another way in which you can earn extra income and actually learn something to have an intrinsic value so that you can be you can actually learn to become a bank, your own bank, your own financial advisor, your own retirement fund, your own boss. And then you could ultimately, hopefully, fire the boss that you do have. So if you're interested in trading with us, which I think you should definitely do, you could do it via iMarkets. And what I like to do is I always like to showcase some of the people that are in the group with us, because within iMarkets Live, there is a trading platform that gives you a harmonic scanner, a copier, and then there's also a compensation plan that they have that people are really, really doing really well in. And there are some things that we're going to be doing to overall increase our numbers and how we can actually, our compensation plan can actually grow. So what I like to do is, there's a person that's in our group that if you're listening today, and I would ask that you would sign up under this iMarket Live account, and it's iMarkets Live Trading / iMarketsLive.com. That's iMarkets Live Trading / iMarketsLive.com. So if you're listening today and you're thinking about getting in on our group, our Forex trading group, which we are doing extremely, extremely well. If I was able to get that text out to people last night, that would have been a multiple of a couple of hundreds of dollars that they would have gained in that trade itself. And the group will tell you, we have been pretty much at how we see it, the market goes, and we're able to get in and actually gain profit off of it. And some people have gained a tremendous amount of profit from it since we've been trading. So if you're interested in that, definitely reach out to us. And also, if you're going to sign up with us, definitely text me first to let me know that you're doing it. And I'm going to try to help you out with some things to get you in. And my man, Dr. J, I'm going to give you a call. I got classes today, but I'll give you a call later on this evening. I know you're listening. Okay. So let me, there's one person on mute. There you go. So that's some of the things that we're engaging in. And if you're interested in that, reach out to us. Now, let's go to what's happening. What's in the news? Let's check out what's in the news. There's a lot of critical things that are happening. I'm going to bring that to your attention that I think that you should be looking at. But first, let's take a look at today in the news. And this one came from my man, Brother Braggs. Brother Braggs, thanks for sending this one. This came from reasonforreading.com. And it says, NASA openly admits alien life exists. Get ready for disclosure. We don't need NASA to really substantiate or validate anything. I wouldn't trust anything out of NASA, nothing at all, because I know the history of NASA and why they're in position in their and why they actually exist. They are a part of the U.S. black military projects, and they are there for particular reasons that are not in our best interest at all. But they use the general population here in this country for that and around the world. So Check out that article. Next article. This one comes from ABCs of Dumbing Down. blogspot.com, and this one is the elephant in the church. Check out that article. Next one comes from the same one, ABC's a done down wake up Catholic part two. Check out that article, really good one. Next one, very important stuff here that I think you should definitely to be taking a look at tomatobubble.com. This one comes from tomatobubble.com. And this was my commentary on them. Some stuff in modern history you need to know, because those same deals of betrayal are alive and well in our community. Keep supporting the conspiracy agenda, and a deep, large knife will be placed in your child's back. And let me tell you, this is the setup that is so, so true. And I continue to in your child's back from the false deals made by their namby-pamby parents, that being our generation, and the young people today are going to be even more namby-pamby parents in the future because of the technology that's been used to actually in the food, genetically modified food and genetically engineered organisms, GEOs, which you heard from probably here first at Tando, that they are actually have GEOs. You heard of GMOs, but there's actually GEOs. That was that the Nazi group known as NASA has seeked funding for from your stolen, your swindled tax dollars from. So check out this article. This is a good small blip of what history has had to do and how they have used this to actually stab people in the back and to actually depopulate. Yes, depopulate the planet and to manipulate the overall slave paradigm by coercing people into obedience by surrendering their free will to their own demise. So check that out. Next one. This one comes from InterpolIntercept.com. Inside Eric Prince's treacherous drive to build a private air force, you are going to start to see mercenary groups pop up all over the place. Why? Because they serve a purpose, and there are going to be mercenary groups within our community. Some will be some of your family members, and believe me, they will sell you out because they will sell their service to the highest bidder. The overall operation, the psyops, has already been engaged. So don't just look at one group of people and say that they're just these type of people. No, the conspiracy agenda is much bigger than any one single group of people. Come on, let's wake up. Let's look at history for what it really, really is. It is a broad lie to control and manipulate so that the overall positions of control and authority are never, ever jeopardized or called into question. They like to have the fighting among different groups and to have the dividing of things so that it serves their purpose. And let me tell you something. Be careful how you analyze things. Don't analyze things from the school of obedience that you've been taught. They taught you to look at things in a way that serves their purpose, and by a divide and a conquer manuscript. And it's so hard not to do because they emotionally engage you all. Yes, you have emotions, but your emotions should never dictate your decisions. Your decisions need to be fundamentally based in principles. And that principle should always be one in which is seeking the truth, the moral high ground, and beyond compare, an identity and a connection to the way the great creator made you to be, free and independent, sovereign and self-determining. This way, you won't be manipulated and you won't be deceived in the asymmetrical war known as bondage, enslavement, and the overall controlling of people, domesticating your wildness that they try to call it and making you civilized. But check out this article. Speaks volume as to where we're going. Next one, I said this one, my commentary before we go to it. This is from the Atlantic.com International. The purge grows. Switzerland, by one measure, still the biggest tax haven. Check out this article because this has to do with the Panama Papers and things are unfolding. We talked about this. One of the first places you probably heard about how this overall purge is going to be played out is right here on Tando Radio Show, because we look at things that aren't popular and we try to synthesize those things for what the overall agenda are. Once you know yourself and you know your enemy, you can pretty much see how they're going to. They are not smart at all. They just follow the playbook that's been designed for not only your demise, but guess what? Theirs too. But they just don't know it. They're too arrogant to think that they are in the crosshairs too. But this is a demonic ritual, and these are demonic spirits and entities that are consuming all of mankind for their own beneficial good, to their demise as well. So these are some of the things you need to know. Next article. Well, the next one comes from what today's show is going to be about. Today is part three of the Baal worship within the system, which preys on children with blind support from the general population. The second hour is going to be the Book of Enoch. We're going to continue that. Very important. Next article comes from, one second, Nautilus.us. There's plenty of space for 1 trillion more trees. So check that out. We need more trees, without a doubt. But you know, I will always say, be careful of with the tree planting, which is a good thing, but be careful that you're not falling for the eugenics program, because the eugenic programs tries to use the earth as one of their things that they worship to control and control mankind. What they'll say is that we are not healthy for the earth, so they will start to say that and bring up a cause for depopulation. There is no population problem on this planet. Every person on this planet can fit on the island of Madagascar and still have room and have sustainable space to maintain everyone's quality of life there. See, they tell you this because the population that is a threat is because you become too loud. You start asking questions. You get arrogant. You think too highly of yourself. You think that you are free. You think that you are self-determined. You think that you are sovereign. You think that your free will has been given to you as a gift for you to use it to benefit you and all that you love, instead of you being cattle and sheep. Because once there's too many people, then people start murmuring against the program. That's why they need to have a depopulation program. In their eyes, they understand. They make you think because they can densely pack you in certain areas to where you will start to hate the next person next to you. And not even realize that that's been the setup in the whole thing. So that when the depopulation is, it has everything to do that you think is too many people, but see, they see the numbers of the masses of the people as a threat because they're actually starting to ask questions and refusing to participate in the civilized culture of death and destruction. The great werewolf is being killed by a silver bullet. That being your free will. So check out that article, very, very important. Next one. This one comes from ancientorigins.net. Ancientorigins.net. And this one, my commentary on this one is, this is Queen Sheba, not the picture in the article, the one that's here. Black folks, please stop naming your dogs after this Regalian Queen. Please. So check out, and the article is, how is the fallen kingdom of Akasim connected to Queen of Sheba and the Ark of the Covenant? I mean, I just thought it would be cool to put that there. We'll definitely tackle that in the future and what that all means by this great, one of the wealthiest Ethiopian queens that has ever lived, and one of the wealthiest people that has ever lived. And we need to know the history and the story of Queen Sheba, not the one that the lying historians tell you now, but the real story of Queen Sheba and why it's so important. It amazes me how we actually defile or allow that to happen among ourselves. Some of us name, you know, different, you know, animals after people, historical people that had some real relevance within our culture when we had a culture, and we name them that because we don't have a culture. We follow trends, and a trend is nothing more than, oh, that person named their dog Sheba. Oh, well, I'm gonna name my dog Sheba. It's not culture, it's trends. So let's know the difference. Next article comes from the same website. Where was the mystery kingdom of Yam? Check out that one also. And then there was a article from gizmo.com. And my commentary on this was, take NASA with a grain of salt, pepper. They can't be trusted for anything at all. And it says, we finally know why the North Pole is moving east. NASA, to me, stands for never a straight answer. And they are nothing but a former and a, no, excuse me, not former, an active arm of the Third Reich of the Nazi Germany, which was begotten by the Manifest Destiny, which has also has connection to the demonic cults of this planet. NASA, sorry, that's who you are, and you don't scare me, or none of your punk friends, or your punk rituals that you follow. So, just so it be known. Next article. Comes from, oh, this is a really good one. Can we sense magnetic fields? Of course we can. How about this? You can create one. And this is something that Brother Davis touched on last Wednesday, on Wise Wednesday. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be another Wise Wednesday tomorrow. Need to hear from Brother Davis if he's going to be able to engage in that. So, pretty sure we'll hear from Team Davis team at some point today. Next article comes from Sputnik News. And this is my commentary. The purge, folks, is building, and you are the target. Hiroshima, Washington won't apologize for killing 140,000 Japanese people. And this came from Sputnik. This is going to be the conviction that the U.S. Military, banking, social, religious, and overall governance is going to be placed under on the global stage of public opinion. And that global public opinion is going to, we need to get rid of these people. So check this out. Very, very important. One second. Next article. We're going to go to, this one comes from, what does this one come from? Bloomberg's IMF warns of global stagnation as it cuts growth outlook again. This is also the setup of the purge all in coming into play. There is going to be a collapse of the common person's economy. They're giving you all of the warnings that you possibly can get. And most of us are not even paying attention to them. We just think that they're conspiracy theories when we are foolishly naive and foolishly not taking notice to the conspiracy agenda. Why? Because we don't want to create any waves. You know what? A slave never creates waves. You need to be a warrior that will cause the sea to rise. So check out this article also. Next article. Part of it all comes from financialtribune.com. Turkey, Iran to launch a joint bank. And here comes, this was my commentary. A dead dollar means the U.S. will attack. This is the reestablishment of the Ottoman Empire. This is huge. You're going to see with this next one. IMF and World Bank's meeting likely won't alter currency landscape. They're meeting as we speak. We're going to talk about that. Next article comes from TasmanNews.com. Iran central bank chief due to the U.S. to attend IMF World Banking Group meeting. This is critical. I'm going to talk about this in one set before we go into the show. Next article, this is about in regards to the purge also. This comes from CNBC.com. Swiss banker whistleblower, CIA behind the Panama Papers. Let me tell you something. All of mainstream media is the CIA. And this is what they're pushing this for a reason, because they're actually going to cause the demise of your economic standing. And this is going to be a part of the purge and the depopulation. There is nothing that is wholesome about any of these information. It's being used as propaganda. You need to know that so that you can properly position yourself so it doesn't adversely affect you. So this is everything unfolding. CNBC is not going to bring you anything. Just like the other ones, the Cerebral Naive Network, that is an admitted, they admit it all the time that they work for the CIA. They bring you information for the benefit of the conspiracy agenda at hand. They're going to bring you a new terrorist and a new boogeyman, and most people are going to buy a hook, line, and sinker, not even knowing that they're the ones that's on the hook that's being reeled in to be gutted and filleted. So make sure it's not you, by properly preparing for what's coming and position yourself for this wealth transfer so that yourself and your family can regain the prosperity that has been lost, and you can be self-determining and sovereign because you have the ability to do it. This is the agenda and why we started Tando Radio Show. Now, before we go into today's show, well, you know what? Let's go to a commercial break at any time. If you'd like to jump in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. And we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, there are some very, very important things that I have been noticing that we need to talk about so that you can have some idea of where we are and how important it is for you to position yourself and your family in accordance to what the misguidance and the actual deception and the propaganda that's being played, but you can read right through it. You're listening to Tando Radio Show that is brought to you by the great Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that I think is very, very important that's going on now, and how you need to position yourself and your family. So you listen to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Most of the world's contributions have come from a black man or black woman. Right now is the perfect time to showcase our talents all over the planet. We are BIB Blacks in Business. Search for us on Facebook by typing in We Are BIB Blacks in Business and the name of your state or country. Join us for our new radio program every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. We are BIB Blacks in Business.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium. The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and I'm not quite sure. I think Brother Davis is there in queue. Brother Davis, if you can, jump in real quick to let us know if you are. Brother Davis, you there? Oops. Brother Davis, you there?
Yes, I am, brother. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Brother Davis? How are you?
I'm superb, man. I'm continually doing my research and listening to the show, and I've had the good fortune of running across some positive things that I really want to focus on tomorrow night, i.e. truth, not an illusion, but a path that we must find our way back to. And that will be the premise on how we're going to lay this out. I've given insights on to some of it and with my meditation, how to transplant thoughts in your subconscious so that they will come alive in your conscious. But as I was sitting at my computer, I got a quick Facebook notification on some work that Dr. Hawkins had done in reference to a new video that is coming out, and I looked at the trailer of it, and it seems to be something that 99.9% of the world should see. And when I say, that's an astronomical number, when I say the world, because literally everybody in America definitely will be affected by it, but if they're doing it here, they're doing it all aspects of the world. When you deal with the imperialistic power, they're not limiting themselves. So I do suggest that people get on Facebook tonight. They see the entry that Dr. Hawkins has put on. Definitely give it some consideration and also make a comment. I didn't get to that point yet, but I will. But it never ceases to amaze me when I hear you talk, Dave, and you talk about the depopulation. We have to understand now the reason why there is a depopulation is not because they think it's too many of them. Let me make that very clear. They don't think it's too many of them. The population isn't targeted at them. Now, they will take some collateral damage. That's just, as far as they're concerned, that's just part of the cost of doing business. But in reality, the people that are in their crosshairs look like us. And the areas that they're practicing this on mass scales are in the environments in which we live. And we have to take that very seriously, because at this stage of the game, they have really upped the technology, and I've tried to give people some understanding of it, but they even have, they're making weapons to focus on our electromagnetic rhythms. That's the body's natural vibration. Yep, they're literally targeting on disrupting that to the degree that you will surrender. And believe me, they cannot accomplish this without you surrendering.
Right.
If you decide to stand, if we decide to stand, we can change this. And they always want you to think according to what the TV tells you. And the TV always tells you the same thing. Oh, well, the government will take care of it, or just let things happen and then build, rebuild. No, we can't. We've done that enough. We've been victimized enough, and we're dying in mass numbers. We have to do something about that. And the latest example of tyranny within our neighborhoods is Dr. Edward Pinckney in Michigan. Dr. Pinckney is a minister who went up against World Food Corporation in northern Michigan. And what's interesting is they locked him up on a pretense, meaning that they created a level of crime. Then they escalated that level of crime in order to be able to incarcerate him for a period of time. But this was all based on fictitious information. ACLU was even saying, after carefully examining the paperwork, that there's no way that an appeal cannot be successful because everything that they have built their grounds on has been based on their creative thinking. Now, when they say their creative thinking, they're telling you there's not a law that has been broken. But if you walk down the street and somebody owns a piece of property and you stop in front of their property to catch the bus, they can literally say that you're trespassing. It just depends on how the person who they're speaking it to determines it. And since you're considering a society, he was in an all-white court with an all-white juror, an all-white prosecutor, an all-white defender, an all-white judge. The plan was in before he even came into court. So literally, I would like you to do Google the defense fund for Reverend Edward Pinckney and get the story. Or Google Reverend Edward Pinckney, but get the story. The truth is out there, people, but it requires something of us. It requires us to do something in order to get the truth. But see, that's why we're in such a disarray today. Mass media has taught us, has dumbed down our children, and has taught us that we should take the word for what is going on from the people who are putting everything in motion. So why would they tell you the truth of what they're doing when they want you to submit to it? It doesn't make sense. But until we wake up and take responsibility for the truth, which is, like I said, that's going to be my topic tomorrow night on the tomorrow night show, and it also deals with meditation, until we take responsibility for the truth, they're going to give us whatever they think they can shove down our throats. And whatever way the line is formed, and there will be a line because many people will just fall in line. Whatever way the line forms, those who get out of line, it's easy to kill a few than it is, and explain it, than it is to kill great masses and try to explain it. And right now, the information that Dr. Hawkins has given us is saying that very idea. If they know exactly what they're doing, they've been knowing it for a while, and they've been intentionally putting us on a timeline for destruction. And if we don't take control, we literally will follow the timeline. It's that simple. But listen, Dave, you're doing a great show. I mean, I'm sitting back and in the cube and listen as usual. If I could render some help, I'll definitely speak up. But as far as tomorrow night's show is concerned, I just gave you a synopsis of finding our way back to the truth. And I'm looking forward to it, my brothers and sisters. So please join me if you can. You will definitely learn how to find your way back to the truth.
Brother Dave, it's so true. Yeah, you know, it's for everyone that's listening, we got to get Doc Hawkins on. Just got to schedule something that can work with everyone. So reach out to Doc. I missed a phone call from him, but it's so important, the stuff that he has. And so you need to know some of these things, because this is a global, this is a global plan of total control and manipulation. So Looking forward to Wise Wednesdays tomorrow. Brother Davis, working your way to finding the truth?
No, just a path to finding the truth. Absolutely. We have been so inundated with deception that it's not going to be easy. And confronting the truth in your own life is not going to be easy because you've been victimized for a lot of years, just like I have. And the wake-up call has to come because we have no choice now.
Yes, so true. So looking forward to that tomorrow. So Brother Davis, thanks so much, and definitely hang around for the show. Okay, everyone, so tomorrow, Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis, Path to Finding the Truth, so important. And this is all helping you establish who you have been created to be so that we can get back and walk away from the plantation of enslavement by our own free will. That really depicts if you're free or not. There is no constitutional amendment. There is no written in on paper with pen law. There is no code for freedom. It is an act of freedom, and that's executing your free will. They don't want you to know that. And the moment you understand that, you start to realize the power in that. You can do for yourself what a government refuses to do, but to actually insist on doing the opposite. You can do it for yourself. So check that out tomorrow on Wise Wednesday. All right, everyone, check this out. We're going to something that's very, very important that I wanted to talk about before we go into today's show. Right now, I was looking at the Forex market, and everyone that's in our group would tell you, I was real disturbed yesterday because I started to notice something. And one of the things, if you take the precious metals class, I actually show you how you can look at different things, and it tells you what's coming from just looking at the charts of different things. It doesn't make sense to you now, but see, that's where it works completely. And so I noticed something yesterday, and I said, wait a minute, something is really, really up, and something is off, and something is wrong. And this is how I come across a lot of the information that I do, is because I'm able to look at some things and understand that they correlate in signals and in codes, and not only that, in patterns to other things. So it caused me directly to already look at something that I'd already been talking about. Over the weekend, Austria had started its bail-in policy with the banks. Italy banks are collapsing and falling apart. Spain is right behind it. And so all of a sudden, there was this expedient meeting that the Federal Reserve had called for all of its governors for yesterday on Monday. And then all of a sudden, for the first time in history, a sitting U.S. President, CEO of the Corporation of the United States Government Against the People, with the vice president and the vice chairman of the Corporation of the United States Government Against the People, had sat down for the first time with the private banking celebrity figurehead known as the Fed chairman. And you have to say, why is this and what is going on? They sat down yesterday. And then now you're having global bankers, central bankers that are in Washington, D.C. for meetings. And now what is this telling you? This is what it's telling me. Something is definitely on the horizon financially. And I think that what is on the horizon is that they may be establishing the bank bail-in policies for the U.S. And not only that, the bank holidays for the U.S. Why would I say that? Because of some of the things that they are doing, and they're making it blatantly obvious because they tell you everything before they do it. They've already instituted the bank bail-in policies of Europe. They've already instituted the bank bail-in policies of the United States. Why do you think that they put that there? Because they're going to use it. Every weapon of mass destruction they use against the people. This is going to be no different. And the only thing that's going to be different for us is for the unscrupulous and the unprepared people, or the people that don't know what's happening, and they're going to find themselves in a position of where they're going to get a punch that's going to totally knock them out. And the only thing that they're going to say is, what the heck happened? And that is going to cause them to have much anger, anxiety, stress, and fear. And they're going to respond the way that their school of obedience has taught them to do. Riot. Destabilize your community. Raise hell and to get engaged in a violent revolution, which they want you to do because you play right into their sweet spot. So now, you look at Iran's central bank due in the U.S. to attend the IMF World Bank Group meetings. Then you have Turkey and Iran to launch joint bank. Then you have IMF World Bank meeting likely won't alter currency landscape. They're telling you they are going to do it because they lie at every opportunity. IMF World Bank meeting likely won't alter currency. Likely won't. That's telling you that they are going to. Which currency do you think that they are going to alter? The one that you have become addicted to, because from the very beginning of your civilized life with them, they injected you with its poison and its destruction, known as the US dollar. This is them telling you everything, and you need to read the sign. Then there's also IMF warns of global stagnation and cuts growth outlook. Why do you think it's cutting growth outlook? Because they plan on nothing growing economically, because that's going to give them position like never before. Remember the article when Christine Lagarde said that the IMF gains from the destruction of the economy. And if I could, I would find that article that we posted last week and read you that one punchline. I said for all of you to read this, particularly the last paragraph. They tell you everything. The IMF gains from the overall economic destruction of the people's economy. Why is that so important? Because what do you think their job is to do? To create leverage and opportunity through collapse and destruction and chaos. Economic chaos. Then you have the overall banking situation in Austria, which is they told them that they had to, all of Europe had to have by 2016, every euro nation, everyone in the euro had to have a banking bail-in policy for their depositors. What does that mean? That means the stealing of those account funds to actually be used in servicing the debt and for the fall of the overall bank itself. To service the collapse of the bank before they go into become insolvent. And they have to liquidate the bank. But before they can even get there, they have to take out all of their depositors. Why? Because the depositor is no longer a depositor. They are an unsecured investor. This is why at the G20 meeting, they had decided a year and a half ago in November, that paper currency was no longer money, but an instrument of debt, a debt instrument. And all debt instruments become insolvent. Oh, this setup is so sweet for your overall demise, and you better really know what's up to move into a hedge of protection as soon as you possibly can. No longer is it time for you to say, no, it's not going to happen. They're hoping that you take that approach. Because they are going to continue to fleece and enslave. But this time is going to be done by pain and by depopulation, because there's too many of you that are questioning their overall authority. What happens with every bully that is when someone questions their standing and their so-called brutal authority. They lash out in violence. When are we going to wake up to the lies that these wars are not wars? These are actually depopulation programs. When are we going to actually wake up to seeing that we have been had because we are playing by their rules, and because we play by their rules, they rule. This is something that is on the horizon. What is the time frame from this? I'm not quite sure, but I anticipate something that we are much closer to it today than we were yesterday. I would even go to say that I believe next month is going to be quite telling. And by October, I think that you will actually see a major economic crisis here in the United States, because they've already set it into motion. They're telling you what they're going to do. It's just like any poisonous, venomous snake. And most of the time, it warns you that it's about to strike you. This one, this cobra, has risen and has flattened out its head and expanded itself, and is staring you right in the face with its fangs, with dripping venom. And it's already not in the strike position, it's already moving towards us all. And before those fangs dig in, or before those fangs hit, you have to try to get yourself out of the way, because they have poison with plans for you. There is something more than evil that is coming our way. There is something that's demonic that is among us. And this is what we really need to protect ourselves and our families against. There's no time for having an ennui towards it all. You need to start to preparing yourself. And there are things that you need to start doing in order to do that. Things you need to start acquiring. Because I'm going to tell you, once Europe goes, your overall ability to prepare is going to be quite difficult. This is why the shipping lanes are starting to not move. This is why the overall trucking is going to be slowing down. This is why the movement of goods is not going to be moved through. One of the things about Europe is this. Have you ever seen some of the European protests of their governments? They are far more advanced in what's going on than people here in the United States. See, in the United States, you think you're smart, but you've been deceived and you're ready for the taking. You've been set up as prey because they've given you the false impression, the facade, the mirage that you're wealthy, and you're not. You're not. Your prosperity has been taken through deceptions and lies. It's time for us to realize that, and more importantly, move in the directions that are necessary to protect ourselves. So there are things that you definitely need to do. Now, there's a particular story that I want to go into. I just wanted to give you that heads up on what's going on economically. I anticipate a bank holiday, and I anticipate bank bail-ins coming relatively soon. It may not be, but I do anticipate a major event, and I think it's going to come by hacking, to where that's going to lead to the next event and the next event, to where you will have the banking holiday and the overall demise of the United States economic standing, which is going to pull on the global economic standing, that's going to lead to trade currency wars that explode, that go into trade wars that explode, that go into shooting wars that explode. Because once trade stops happening, once countries stop trading between each other, they start exchanging bullets, missiles, bombs, and nuclear devices. Tactical nuclear devices is what I think is the ultimate goal of this whole thing. And they're not going to stop. because there is no opposition to their agenda. Yes, there is small skirmishes. Yes, there are small ambushes, but there is no collective opposition because we haven't globally tied it all into what is really going on and who our enemy really is. We've been too busy fighting from emotions. And our emotions has blinded us from reality, principled sensibility. That is what we really need to look at here and make the proper adjustments. Now, what we have is there's an article. And this article, I wanted to really get into it really quickly. And it's about the Baal worship and why this is so important, because this is the worship that actually is the preferred depopulation program against our young people. Because for the first time, and they told you, for the first time in human history, possibly put it here, that people over the age of 50, there are more people over the age of 55 than there are people under the age of 5 for the first time. And this is very, very damaging. So let's go to this article that's Linville.com, the signs of the time, back to Bill. We started to read this. Here's the article. Now, new item. On April the 19th, the reproduction of an ark that stood in front of the Temple of Baal are going to be erected in Times Square, New York, and in Trafalgar Square in London. This is also the exact day when the very important occult festival related to the worship of Baal begins. Let's sink into what a limerick. In New York City, a Temple of Baal is not a surprise at all when it comes to abort. New York State swayed the courts. We must protect life lest we fail. On April the 19th is the first day of the 13-day period known as the blood sacrifice to the beast. That culminates on the highest occult holiday known as Beltan on May the 1st. And let me tell you something. Beltane on May the 1st. Let me tell you something. If you look throughout human history, and not only that, before we go there, you have to look. What is a very significant day in the Roman Catholic Church? May 1st. What does Russia call May 1st? May Day. What does a lot of the subversive communists have on May 1st? They have what? Revolution May Day riots. This is all a part of the hidden agenda known as the occult of Baal worship being displayed here. And in some parts of the world, the Baptine is much better known as May Day. Everyone look up May Day. It's a very significant day in this occultic ritual. And they have a lot of sacrifices on that day. And it's something that you should know. And I wouldn't be surprised that more children go missing around that time period because they won't always know the exact date of someone's missing or whatever. But I bet it correlates with May Day. And this is why. It has been described as the Illuminati's second most sacred holiday. Maybe this is why sailors' universal distress call is May Day. Or it is the socialistic international most holy day is May 1st. April 19th is known as the Feast of Moloch. And if you're not familiar with Moloch, it is the ancient Canaanite god that is repeatedly denounced in the Old Testament. Child sacrifice was a key feature of the worship of Moloch, and is a giant statue of the pagan deity is set up at the Bohemian Grove in Northern California. Which all of your significant celebrity political and CEO figureheads are all a part of. And they go there to worship annually. And this picture is a black child for the fires, Moloch. It shows a picture of a child that was killed, black child that was killed, that is actually going to be burned. The organization responsible for the celebration in London put on its following website on April 19, 2016, with cooperation with the National and International Cult Heritage Preservation Organization. They always come up with all this elaborate bull crap in between and to fool you all, just like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They all are a part of this. In conjunction with the World Heritage Week 2016, the Institute for Digital Archaeology will institute a monument scale reconstruction of the Triumphant Arc on Transfigural Square through this project, and there is likely to be scheduled throughout 2016 in cities both inside and outside of the Middle East. The IDA seeks to provide an optimistic and constructive response to the ongoing threats to history heritage that has captured headlines over the past year. What? Goes on. Our aim is to highlight the potential for the triumph of human ingenuity over violence by offering innovative technology driven by the option for stewardship of objects and architecture from our shared past. This is a demonic edict that is being set forth. But it's not just an edict that is being set forth by their organization. It also comes from other highly known church groups, aka the Roman Catholic, the Vatican at the Roman Catholic, with their edicts. This is no coincidence at all. The article says this is no coincidence, I think. What we have here is a return to the old Baal worship and much condemned in the Bible. Elijah's epic challenge at the Mount of Carmel comes to mind. Let me tell you, everyone, this is the ritualistic takeover. They've done it on TV. They've done it with all of the so-called changing in men to where men now do things that is celebrated within this occultic, which has strong ties to sacrificing of children, sexual abuse of children, sexual abuse of other people, and the insatiable orgies with men that go on. And this is why you're seeing the overall food going through GMOs and GEOs to change, to make people think that they are doing something else. This overall switch to everyone where men starting to wear heels and they can't even understand why they're doing it. Many. But some say that they do. But go ahead. You have the free will. You could do whatever you want. But let me tell you something. There's a consequence to that much more than what's being apparent. You're being set up to be taken over and slaughtered, because a land without men is conquered and a land without women is barren. I just don't get how this Baal worship, because it's by design and people are choosing it, and because they're choosing it first in their music. Then they're choosing it in what they're watching on TV. And before you know it, it's acceptable. And then before you know it, you want to try that fad and that trend. And now you have fallen into the Baal worship of deception. To where you'll have men with men, which is cool. That's what you want to do. But you better know why you're doing it. And why do you think on TV all of this is being pushed so much? Because I'm going to tell you, there is no continuance of life with men. There is no continuance of life with women with women. And what I don't get is that both sides, there's always the other one in the partnership that is like the partnership that they decided to walk away from. There's always a masculine and a feminine side. Ladies that no longer wanted to deal with guys and all of a sudden are to be in relationship with guys. But then the woman that they pick up is such, the woman that they pick up is more masculine than the dude that was on my football team. Dress like it, act like it, talk like it, try to actually bond yourself like it. Now, is there something wrong with that? I would say if that's who you are, that's cool, but make sure that you aren't being deceived into this whole thing. Because that is the trend right now, in the tempo right now. And guess what? History proves it. So it doesn't really matter what you think. You just don't know. But your free will, no one can go against. I would never try to go against anyone that chooses that. But this is what I would say. Then don't cry when the deal that you've made with this demonic ritual comes for your soul and your spirit and your physical well-being. Because they will. They've already had. They've introduced different diseases to attack you because of that. No, they're not. They aren't natural, but they are actually man-made. They don't care anything about you. Hollywood don't care a darn thing about you. They're going to use you. When are you going to wake up and draw a line in the sand and say, enough is enough? I can just be me and be free. And even if that means that you do things that other people don't agree with, that's cool. But do it because that's who you are and not because you've fallen for some. There is no escaping. So many people are trying to escape and they're starting to exploit themselves in other ways that they're trying to escape. You know who does that? People that are addicted to something that is destroying them. This is what addiction does. When the true love that you really need is that you were made perfectly. And who you really are is beautiful. So you don't need to actually flaunt and to actually try to force or try to actually influence others around you, because that's the trend. Because believe me, there's nothing that they're going to give you that you think that you're going to get. There is no peace that you will ever have. True love takes nothing. It only gives. And this is why we have a problem with love. You're looking for love, but you're not willing to give it. When you really want to love, the true meaning of love is when you stop living for yourself and you start living for the advancement of someone else because you care. And so many of us is looking for love for us to possess. Love is what you have with an open hand and you give. And doesn't matter what your preference is. It doesn't matter if you choose to be engaged in these activities. You don't have to stay there because this agenda is not going to service you. It's using you. And how long is it before you're going to find out that, oh shoot, we made a major mistake? When they start openly killing children in public display, because they are going to do that. You know how they're going to do it? I'm going to tell you where they're going to do it. They're going to start doing that down in Brazil when the Olympics come. Because what they start to do is they start to slowly introduce you so that you will actually become numb to it all. You will not empathize and you will not have any concern for anyone else other than yourself. You will get used to the slaughter. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to allow the kids to run such amok that you're going to say somebody needs to do something with these kids. If they need to have child control, then have child control. This is why they set up the juvenile detention, the imprisonment of children from juveniles the way it is. It's been taken over by mercenary groups because they are performing the sex trade slave, and they're performing the enslavement of children. And this is called the Department of Children's Services. You don't even realize who's running that stuff. They've been doing this for years. And they're going to continue to do it because we're too busy trying to get ours. We're too busy looking at ourselves and taking care of ourselves and not taking care of what our true nature should be, ones that create out of love, a sustainability that not only you enjoy in heaven, but everything around you is heavenly from the collective prudence that has balance, that has serenity, joy, and peace. And there's nothing that is intimidated by fear. We have a lot to pick up from. And we have a lot of work to do. We don't need any leaders. We don't need another march. We don't need another law. We don't need another vote. We don't need another election. We need people to finally decide to be who they really are and to stop giving themselves. But there will be people that are willing to sell their soul for the temporary treasures that the man has created through demonic rituals known as an economy based in the mark of the beast. So many of us keep looking religiously for the mark of the beast. Let me tell you why they said that, so that you'll never see it and just engage in it every day. Didn't even notice. The mark of the beast has been here for a very long time. Before you were born, your parents were born, and everything else, you were taught to actually engage in the mark of the beast. And you know what the marking is? Your harmonic frequency has totally changed. Your signature is not recognized as one that has any benevolency to it, universally, throughout the whole universe. This is why you can't see, you can't partake, you can't understand, you're not in interaction with, because most of the living universe stays away from you. Because your frequencies is to destroy. You have that mark. And this is why you have within our own living, you have the mental illness, the physical illness, and the people are always asking, who am I? Where do I come from? What is my purpose? Where am I going? That's because you've been taught and you've been captured inside of a cell of bondage. And that's your spirit trying to tell you to walk away from this stuff. You have to first speak it, energize it, and move in it and live it. And it's very easy to do. There is no institution that can get you there. It has to be the universe in you. This is what has been what's been used as a tool to mislead us. And for us to think that we have some real freedom. What we do have is this. You have allowances given to you by man. And this is a very, very detrimental thing to our overall physical, mental, spiritual health. Because we need to stop wanting man to validate and substantiate and to tell us who we really are. There is no psychiatrist. There is no doctor. There is no judge that can tell you who you are. You live who you are. You decide who you are by the execution of the energy that you have. There is no government entity that can tell you you're this or that. They can talk, but you don't have to listen. They can elect and select, but you don't have to participate. They can threaten, but they don't have to move you. And this is a powerful, powerful thing, and it's a self-liberating. And it's self-liberating only because your actual bondage is by self. Physical chains have no restriction, have no bond, no bonding hold like the mental and spiritual bondage that we put ourselves under. Because chains can be easily broken. Mental and spiritual chains have to be broken by you. And from the low self-esteem and the lies about that they tell about yourself to where you hate yourself, it's virtually almost impossible for you to understand that from looking from and operating in their system, because you are constantly bombarded with the low frequency of fear. You have to do this because they said it. Can't walk past this line. You can't do this. You're not this. This is what you have to do. Death and taxes. Some point in some time. It's not the system is wrong. Got to look at for the, what it is. We are. A coward dies many, many times. While the great creations of God Almighty never experience death. They just transfer from space to space. Dimension to dimension, eternity to eternity. Death is only known by the frequency that you've decided to identify yourself with. So, getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'd love to hear from you. Before we go into the book of Enoch, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. Hit star 61. And I will see you in queue. Would love to talk to you. And believe me, these are all things that I think that you should think about. These are all things. I'm going to tell you, you can always tell if someone is sincere, if they are here to just strengthen you and then allow you to go off to live and to be the eternal spirit that you are. The uniqueness of us all. Some of us are great painters. Some of us are great music creators. Some of us, everyone has a great uniqueness that is a masterpiece. And the great thing about that masterpiece is that you could teach someone to actually bring out their best attributes by displaying yours in a very loving way and taking an interest in everyone. See, they want the system, and I'm gonna stop saying they. We have accepted the emotional fight of divide and conquer. Because we are low frequency people that want to engage in that. And until we really have enough of our own low frequency, then we can never ever ignore someone else's. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'd love to hear from you. And then we're going to jump into the book of Enoch. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Listening to and hit star 61. I'll see you in queue and bring you right up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network.
Ah!
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. I want to thank you all for listening. And before we get into the Book of Enoch, I would love to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032-POUND, and hit *61. We'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up. And in the interim, before we go to that, if there's some calls, we'll take it. But check this out. I just wanted to finish reading this is one paragraph more. And it said that in the article that we give in this one, it's a short sermon from – a short excerpt from a sermon by Pastor John Mabry of River Mount Evangelistic Presbyterian Church in Lexingburg, Virginia, explains it this way. Ritualistic Baal worship looks like this. Adults would gather around the altar of Baal. Infants would then be burned alive as a sacrifice to the sacrificial offering to the deity. Amidst horrifying screams and the stench of charred human flesh, congregations, men and women alike, would engage in bisexual orgies. The ritual of convenience was intended to produce economic prosperity by promoting Baal to bring rain for the fertility of Mother Earth. I'm going to say this. Look at this eugenics program. Who do they always say? Mother Earth. From the standpoint of the sacrifice, not from the living entity in the living planet of Earth. Earth is a living being just like you are. if it wasn't a living being, then let me ask you something. Have you ever seen anything that was inanimate and dead, anything to grow out of it and live? No. Life begets life. The grass, the trees, the mountains, the flowers grow out of the living being of itself, earth. This is why you need to check with people and know history to see what they're really saying. The eugenics people, Ted Turner, Gates, they always speak of Mother Earth. From a standpoint, from a very demonic ritual standpoint, not from one as the living being, Earth. Big difference. They try to always compromise what the great creator has already established. And it goes on. The natural consequence of such behavior, pregnancy and childbirth, and the association financial burden of unplanned parenthood was easily offset. One could either choose to engage in homosexual conduct or with child sacrifice available on demand, and could simply take part in another fertility ceremony to terminate the unwanted child. Now, this is where Margaret Singer, Planned Parenthood, this is where the economic prowess of the Western banking system comes into play. These people at the highest level, this is why the Rothschilds have that Baal worship at their building in New York. And this is on the higher levels within the city, which is known as the City of London, and within all of these major financial institutions, you'll see them worshiping Baal in their seances at the appropriate time for the people there that are in the know. They don't just do this in front of everyone. And the reason why they do it is for the financial benefit of the system of ritual practice that has been in place known as man's economy. And you wonder why we've lost our prosperity. We wonder why we've lost our resources. Wonder why we've been detached from our culture. Because in the name of civilization, there had to be the destroying of what God has created. It had to be the reconstructuring and the building up of the altar of Baal. Babylon has been established in our everyday civilized way of life. That is the tower of the confusing languages, so no one can communicate. So what I want to do is I want to now jump into, but before we do that, if you would like to comment on anything, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, hit *61. Now, as you start to look at all of these things, you can see all of this stuff start to come together. It is no coincidence. They establish their overall celebrities that bring you music. And their music is brought to you by the rituals, and the entertainment is brought to you by the support of the rituals. And they make no bones about it. They are so blatant. They're even telling you, shut up and just accept it. And they're just telling you to shut up. That's old and played out. You just need to get along with the time and just enjoy the music and enjoy the frequency change of your created being that the great creator has given you. And you wonder why we act the way that we act. Look at what's going on throughout the whole world. We are more a threat to each other because of the practice and the emulation of the demonic Baal worship and the demonic rituals that we follow and don't even know. We've rejected knowledge. So now, let's go to the book of Enoch. And before we end the show, we'll come back, and if you have any questions or comments, we'll take them there. So let's get this. Didn't mean to run this time in.
The book of Enoch.
Here we go. Hold 1 second.
The words of the blessing of Enoch, wherewith he blessed the elect and righteous, who will be living in the day of tribulation.
It's hard for me to set it.
Here it is. He shall be a staff to the righteous, whereon to stay themselves and not fall. And he shall be the light of the Gentiles, and the hope of those who are troubled of heart. All who dwell on earth shall fall down and worship before him, and will praise and bless and celebrate with song the Lord of spirits. And for this reason he has been chosen and hidden before him, before the creation of the world and forevermore. And the wisdom of the Lord of spirits hath revealed him to the holy and righteous, for he hath preserved the lot of the righteous, because they have hated and despised this world of unrighteousness, and have hated all its works and ways in the name of the Lord of spirits. For in his name they are saved, and according to his good pleasure hath it been in regard to their life. In these days, downcast in countenance shall the kings of the earth have become, and the strong who possess the land because of the works of their hands. For on the day of their anguish and affliction, they shall not be able to save themselves. And I will give them over into the hands of mine elect. As straw in the fire, so shall they burn before the face of the holy. As lead in the water, shall they sink before the face of the righteous. And no trace of them shall any more be found. And on the day of their affliction, there shall be rest on the earth. And before them they shall fall and not rise again. And there shall be no one to take them with his hands and raise them. For they have denied the Lord of the spirits and his anointed. The name of the Lord of spirits be blessed. For wisdom is poured out like water, and glory faileth not before him forevermore. For he is mighty in all the secrets of righteousness, and unrighteousness shall disappear as a shadow, and have no continuance. Because the elect one standeth before the Lord of spirits, and his glory is forever and ever, and his might unto all generations. And in him dwells the spirit of wisdom, the spirit which gives insight, and the spirit of understanding and of might, and the spirit of those who have fallen asleep in righteousness. And he shall judge the secret things, and none shall be able to utter a lying word before him. For he is the elect one before the Lord of spirits, according to his good pleasure. And in those days a change shall take place for the holy and elect, and the light of days shall abide upon them. And glory and honor shall turn to the holy on the day of affliction, on which evil shall have been treasured up against the sinners. And the righteous shall be victorious in the name of the Lord of spirits. And he will cause the others to witness this, that they may repent and forgo the works of their hands. They shall have no honor through the name of the Lord of spirits, yet through his name they shall be saved. And the Lord of spirits will have compassion on them, for his compassion is great. And he is righteous also in his judgment. And in the presence of his glory, unrighteousness also shall not maintain itself. And his judgment, the unrepentant shall perish before him. And from henceforth I will have no mercy on them, saith the Lord of spirits. And in those days shall the earth also give back that which has been entrusted to it. And Sheol also shall give back that which it has received, and hell shall give back that which it owes. For in those days the elect one shall arise, and he shall choose the righteous and holy from among them. For the day has drawn nigh that they should be saved. And the elect one shall in those days sit on my throne, And his mouth shall pour forth all the secrets of wisdom and counsel. For the Lord of spirits has given them to him, and hath glorified him. And in those days shall the mountains leap like rams, and the hills also shall skip like rams satisfied with milk, and the faces of all the angels in heaven shall be lighted up with joy, and the earth shall rejoice, and the righteous shall dwell upon it, and the elect shall walk thereon. And after those days, in that place where I had seen all the visions of that which is hidden, for I had been carried off in a whirlwind, and they had borne me towards the west, there mine eyes saw all the secret things of the heaven that shall be, a mountain of iron, and a mountain of copper, and a mountain of silver, and a mountain of gold, and a mountain of soft metal, and a mountain of lead. And I asked the angel who went with me, saying, What things are these which I have seen in secret? And he said unto me, All these things which thou hast seen shall serve the dominion of his anointed, that he may be potent and mighty on the earth. And that angel of peace answered, saying unto me, Wait a little, and there shall be revealed unto thee all the secret things which surround the Lord of spirits. And these mountains which thine eyes have seen, the mountain of iron, and the mountain of copper, and the mountain of silver, and the mountain of gold, and the mountain of soft metal, and the mountain of lead, all these shall be in the presence of the elect one as wax before the fire, and like the water which streams down from above upon these mountains, they shall become powerless before his feet. And it shall come to pass in those days that none shall be saved, either by gold or by silver. And none shall be able to escape. And there shall be no iron for war, nor shall one clothe oneself with a breastplate. Bronze shall be of no service, and tin shall be of no service, and shall not be esteemed, and lead shall not be desired. And all these things shall be denied and destroyed from the face of the earth, when the elect one shall appear before the face of the Lord of spirits. There mine eyes saw a deep valley with open mouths, and all who dwell on the earth and sea and island shall bring to him gifts and presents and tokens of homage, but that deep valley shall not become full. In their hands commit lawless deeds, and the sinners devour.
Okay, everyone. Had to interrupt this really quickly. I wanted to give you what I would consider a very significant breaking news. And this is one of the things that I was very concerned about last week and going into this week. And I've been talking about for a while. I also posted this inside of Tando Radio Show. You can go there and check it out. And this comes from ABC News, mainstream media, CIA funded, created corporation, mainstream media. But this is what they're telling you. Give you an indication of where things are going. There's an article by Joe McDonald, the business writer. It comes from Beijing. China calls for a new global currency. Very, very important breaking news. Here it is. China is calling for a global currency to replace the dominant dollar, showing a growing assertiveness on revamping the world's economy ahead of next week's London summit on the financial crisis. And just from reading this, a lot of you are saying, what financial crisis? Yes, it's a financial crisis, but why? Because they're about to bring the pain. They are about to bring the pain. That's the financial crisis that the meeting was about yesterday, that the meetings were about today, and that the meetings have been about, and all of the training and preparedness for the bank bail-ins, the stealing of wealth, the collapsing of the economies, the pensions being lost. the resources taken from countries from Greece, Europe, Puerto Rico, and everything else. This is the plague, and they're giving you the warning before they actually turn on the action plan that they have. The article continues to say, the surprise proposal by Beijing's central bank governors reflect unease about its vast holdings of U.S. government bonds and added to Chinese pressure to overhaul a global financial system dominated by the dollar and Western government. Both the United States and the Europe Union brushed off the idea. And that one sentence, and that one paragraph, is everything that we've been talking about here on Tando Radio Show since we've been on air. And this stuff is real and it's coming. And you have to position yourselves accordingly. It talks about China calling for a new currency, a new global currency. Why can they do that? Because now they are the ones that dictate and decide what's going on. This is why Obama called an emergency meeting of the ASEAN nations a month and a half ago, and then all of a sudden they told him what was going to happen, that the U.S. is going to be economically supplanted. And what did the U.S. do in response? They seized 1.8 million acres on the west coast in the western hemisphere of land. Why? Because it holds natural resources that the new economy that they just said here needs to be overhauled into. And to get rid of the Western government, the domination by the dollar and the Western government. This is the purge, ladies and gentlemen, being announced, going into a new phase. And it goes on to say, the world economic crisis. Oh, there's so many people that's been saying, what crisis? The one that they've been telling you about that they're creating. The world crisis shows the inherent vulnerability and systematic risk in the existing international monetary system. Governor Zheng Chang said in an essay released Monday by the bank. He recommended creating a currency made up of basket of global currencies with a control by the International Monetary Fund, and said it would help to achieve the objective of safeguarding global economies and financial stability. This is everything that we've been talking about and I've been saying here. It's coming to play. Are you ready? Ready or not, it's going to happen. And there is no other way than you preparing for this, because you are going to be attacked by this, not only by the agenda, but by those that are not ready for this. I firmly believe that the call for preparing has been set by the great creator for you to build your ark. And now is the time to do it in a very, very hasty way. Pick up a hammer, is what I am saying. Build your ark while there's still wood, timber, and the tools to do it. So it goes on to say, Zhuhan did not mention the dollar by name, but in the usual step, the essay was published in both Chinese and English, making it clear it was meant for a foreign audience. This is telling you that the war is about to start in the South Sea of China, South America, the Korean Peninsula, the Middle East, which is Africa, all through Africa, all through Europe, all through Eurasia, all through Central America and North America. This is where we are. This is what you need to know. So many people said, I'm not going to do anything until mainstream media tells me. By that time, it's too late. And what I'm telling you is this. It's almost too late because mainstream media is now starting to report. They never tell you anything for your benefit. They tell you everything for your conviction. They're going to come back and say, we told you, and you did nothing about it. And since you didn't do anything about it, now these are the rules that you're going to have to play by. It's what they did in New York. It's what they did in Boston. It's what they did in Oklahoma City. It's what they did in the Black Wall Street. What they've done throughout history, Japan, Pearl Harbor, the continuous attack against you is on. Now, if you don't heed the experience that you will gain from this, will not be a pleasant one, where you will not be in control of anything, but will be you will be resorted to responding from emotion. The primary fear, emotion of fear. And this isn't something that you can just ignore and say, okay, well, when it happens, I'll be okay. It's much bigger than that. Much, much larger than that. Because we need to re-intune our harmonic frequency. Because there will be great instruction that I believe that the great creator God Almighty will give your spirit, but you have to be in tune. Okay, everyone, would say, well, come back to this. This article is posted there in Tando Radio Show. This is, to me, telling you where we are and your time to actually engage and to protect yourself is not now. It is upon us. The setup is in. Don't get caught in a trap. Just want to thank you all for listening. And I would say, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for any fortune, make sure you to give good fortune. Before you require love, make sure that you have given much love. And that love that you give always returns to actually meet all of your needs. So until then, it's much love and much respect. God willing, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Wise Wednesday with Team Davis tomorrow. Peace and love.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing how you love is kind. Love can give and get no gain.